And without your support, we'd be off the air. So thank you very much. And thank you to the anonymous pledge for your generous support.
Well, do we have more music, or we have to run straight up into news? What's coming up at 8?
It's time for news, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I have instructions. So thank you, Paul. I appreciate your support.
Oh, happy to
and
do
your
it.
Help. And this has been Listen Adventurously on WORT-FM.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A car has rammed into a crowd of people in the German city of Mannheim, and at least one person has been killed. Several more are reported injured, some seriously. Our Europe regional editor, Danny Eberhard, has more details.
Police in Mannheim say a car drove into a group of people in the city centre. They've arrested a suspect, but have not specified whether they're treating the incident as an accident or as an attack. Neither have they given a figure for casualties, nor spoken of the severity of any injuries. Mannheim has a carnival market on at the moment, with food stalls and fairground rides. Germany is on high alert after a string of attacks, including deadly ones when a car was driven into a trades union rally in Munich last month, and another vehicle driven into shoppers at a Christmas market in Magdeburg in December.
Russia has said Western governments are fragmenting over the war in Ukraine. President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said no coordinated peace plan was on the agenda yet. His remarks reflect recent divisions between President Trump on one hand and the positions of Ukraine and many European powers. Mr. Peskov criticized plans by European countries to keep giving military aid to Ukraine. But speaking to the BBC, a French MP, Eleonore Carroix, said this was a sign that Europe was adapting to the new situation and working together.
They're seeing how European countries getting used to the idea that they might have to defend themselves alone. This is something that is very clear for us in France, and this is why we increased our military spending at a historical level, and we're continuing to do so. But it wasn't that obvious for other allies, and this is shifting slowly.
The American Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is reported to have ordered U.S. Cyber Command to stop offensive digital operations against Russia. The move is believed to have been ordered last week, before President Donald Trump's heated meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. The UN's human rights chief has said he's concerned by what he called a fundamental shift in the United States. Volker Türk didn't mention Donald Trump during his annual speech on the state of human rights worldwide, but he warned of a climate of disinformation, intimidation, and threats against journalists and public officials.
Policies intended to protect people from discrimination are now labeled as discriminatory. Progress is being rolled back on gender equality. Divisive rhetoric is being used to distort, deceive, and polarize. This is generating fear and anxiety among many.
He also expressed alarm about the dehumanization of migrants in Europe and pointed to serious rights violations in Sudan, Myanmar, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. BBC News.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Budget Bicycle Center's used bicycle showroom located at 930 Regent Street. Open for curbside service estimates and sales, 251-1663. More information on Budget Bicycles, services for new and used bicycles, is available on the web at budgetbicyclectr.com.
Good morning, it's 8:05, and you're tuned to a winter fundraising drive edition of the Monday 8 o'clock Buzz on WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org. This is Brian Standing. I'm joined in the studio with our producer and my co-pilot for this donation fundraising drive, Nicholas Wooten.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Brian.
We're encouraging anyone who can hear our voices to call us right now at 608-256-2001 or donate online at WORTFM.org. Hey, we've been around for 50 years now. It's kind of amazing.
I know. It blows me away to think about like where I was when this station started. I was, not living in Madison. And unable to appreciate the value of community radio.
There was no internet in that day, you know, 1975. So the only people who listened to WRT at the time were people who lived within range of our FM signal. Since then, we've expanded to the internet and archives, and went from this tiny little thing over on Winnebago Street to now a global enterprise with reach beyond the stars.
And reach in terms of our audience. Our audience has grown. The diversity of our programming has grown. How interesting, how fascinating it is, the things that we can bring you on WORT has grown. So today is the day that you can come in and make a pledge of support for all this great broadcasting that you get every day.
So donate online. You can go to WRTFM.org and hit the orange donate button. We'll be checking those online donations as we go along here. And be sure to give you a shout out if you donate during this program. Or you can also call Gail standing by at the phone at 608-256-2001. And you can make a promise to donate by calling right now, 608-256-2001. Help keep this great community radio experience going for another 50 years and beyond.
Yes, do keep Gail busy. She says, keep Gail busy, keep Gail busy. She is a phone answer extraordinaire for reasons I will explain later.
And so on the program today, we're not going to just ask you to donate, but of course we're going to do some of that, but we're going to have some stories for you as well. The Holy Wisdom Monastery seeks to restore ecosystems to heal the earth. We'll take an audio tour of last Wednesday's Oak Savannah Seeding Project. And then we got some music coming up for you too. Madison area punk bands get together to support Ukraine, because someone has to, it seems. We'll talk with organizer Matvey Mojeyev and musicians Katya Pierce and Lobi, and we'll have a little bit of music from the Lobi Lobianko coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll have some announcements. No outdoor adventure report today because it's a pledge drive edition. It's a fundraising drive edition. We will have some tasty tunes served up by engineer Nicholas Wooten. All that's coming up. But first, we want you to call 608-256-2001 or pledge online at WORTFM.org. Do it now.
Correction. It's not Nicholas Wooten who's engineering this week.
That's
I've been
correct.
Doing it recently. John is back. John,
I'm sorry.
You're back.
Did not fix that. I'm looking right at John, and there he is. Yeah, right behind the control booth there. So sorry about
gestures.
That. But John Wilson is with us again, so support all of that by calling us at 608-256-2001 or WORTFM.org. We'll be back right after this.
I'm holding on.
Hey, it's 8:09. You're tuned to the 8 o'clock buzz on WRT. This is Brian Standing. One thing I forgot to mention about this is our fundraising drive for WRT, and we have a couple of matching grants for anyone who pledges for any new donor or a lapsed donor who donates to this show. We've got a very generous donor who will double your donation. So if you donate 10, they'll make it 20. If you donate 20, they'll make it 40. So if you have, if you've never donated to the station before, or you did a couple of years ago and that you kind of let it slide, we're looking to bring you back into the fold. And we're going to incentivize that with doubling your donation. And in addition, a very generous donor has also issued a matching grant for this show in particular. So for every donation we get, whether you're a current donor or a lapsed donor or a new donor, you can also add $10 to that. So we've got all kinds of great thank you prizes that we can offer you in a little bit, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
And
Nicholas?
And Brian, I've been authorized to make a big reveal about that very generous donor who will add $10 to every donation. That very generous donor is none other than Gail, our phone answer herself.
All right.
Our phone answer came in. Not only is she volunteering her time to this show, answering the phones, she is volunteering her money. And so follow that example. I mean, that's how enthusiastic our listener base is. So please make a donation now. And Gail, the person you speak to on the phone, will add $10 to it at 256-2001.
Thank you, Gail, and thank you everyone who calls in. And you can also pledge online at WRTFM.org. For over 70 years, the Benedictine Sisters of the Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton, Wisconsin, have sought to heal their corner of the earth. From dredging agricultural sediments out of Lost Lake to maintaining acres of prairie, the Benedictine Sisters have sought to build a refuge from the troubled world. Last Wednesday, I joined volunteer seed planters working on restoring a 3-acre oak savanna, one of Wisconsin's most endangered ecosystems.
My name is Amy Alstad. I'm the Director of Land Management and Environmental Education at Holy Wisdom Monastery. First, I want to just acknowledge that this is a really marvelous group. I would wager a bet that there's nobody here who knows everybody else who's here. So if you're feeling like, wow, there are a lot of unfamiliar faces, I think everybody is in that same boat. We have a really nice combination of staff at Holy Wisdom, volunteers, neighbors, new neighbors. The press is here. Welcome, WORT. So as we walk down, it's probably a 10-minute walk down to the site where we're going to be planting the savanna. So pick a name, pick a face in this crowd that you don't recognize and introduce yourself, and we'll make some new friends. Let's walk down and plant a savanna.
My name is Michael Shinners. I'm here today because I spent every Wednesday morning this winter dragging rush and building fires, and so this is kind of the culmination of all this effort to actually put the seed in the ground,
right,
or
I'm
on the ground.
Grab everyone's attention just quickly here.
I've been a member of Sunday Assembly for about 20 years, and when I retired, this was a prairie restoration really called to me, and so I've been doing that ever since. I think the changing, especially in the spring, summer, fall, when every week it seems like there's new flowers blooming as the old ones, the early ones are starting to fade away, you get new flowers, and there's so many of them, so many different kinds. So it's like every summer I learn about new prairie plants.
My name is Julie Belton, and I'm out here because I really love this place. I love how we are restoring the property to a condition that will support diverse life. And it's a balm for people from the crazy world we live in right now. People can come out here and practice their own spirituality in a quiet area, except for the construction. I'm a retired teacher, and at retirement I decided what I wanted to do was teach people about the environment. So I've been studying, I've taken classes, but mostly I've learned from wonderful mentors. And mentors, they're out there. Anybody who takes walks with Friends of Urban Nature can learn. People coming on tours to places like this will learn. The more you know about something, the more you love it.
The estimates are there were somewhere between 5 million and 10 million acres of oak savanna in Wisconsin pre-settlement. And today, less than 1/100th of 1% of that savanna remains. So basically none of it remains, making it the rarest native ecosystem in the state. And so today we are doing this work of getting 3 more acres of savanna and boosting that, you know, important cultural and environmental legacy. I'll talk a little bit about the seed mix that we're going to plant. So everybody will be working out of these grocery bags. This is a seed mix that is combined from 2 sources. A lot of the seeds that we'll be planting today were donated by Dane County Parks. So we're really grateful for our partners at Dane County Parks. They donated almost 40 species in the seed mix that they donated to us. It was about 60 pounds worth of species, and if we had purchased this seed mix, retail value would have been somewhere around $20,000. So a really tremendous donation from Dane County Parks. We are super grateful. That base seed mix is then augmented by another 10 species or so that we have collected from savannas we've already restored at Holy Wisdom's property. So today we are about 50 species, all of them currently missing in this oak savanna, all of them really wanting, very much belonging in this space. So putting them back on the landscape, healing this land so that it can do its best work for us.
How about 3 cheers for the crew that did this? Yeah.
Wow. A lot of the crew is here today. I want to welcome, we have 2 sisters from the Benedictine Women of Madison joining us today. Sisters Lynn and Everlene are both with us. And Sister Everlene is going to offer a blessing for this task that we are about to share together.
So let us extend our arms.
O divine creator, whose breath whispers across the frozen prairie, we gather today as the land sleeps beneath a blanket of snow. Though winter's grip is firm, we know within the earth's heart life patiently waits. We come with hopeful hearts and hands filled with seeds, tiny vessels of promise to break the barren ground in the spring. Bless these seeds, symbols of hope and new life.
We give thanks for the hope that sleeps within the earth.
We hold in our hands these tiny prairie seeds, each one a vessel of potential, a promise of vibrant life waiting to be awakened. We ask for your blessing upon them.
Bless the seeds with the promise of future growth.
As these seeds rest in the cold earth, strengthen them, protect them from the harshness of winter, and prepare them for the warmth of spring. Grant them the resilience to endure, the strength to sprout, and the vigor to flourish.
Grant them strength, resilience, and the promise of flourishing.
May these seeds grow into a tapestry of native grasses and wildflowers, a haven for wildlife, a testament to your creation's beauty, and a reminder of your enduring faithfulness.
May they bloom as a testament of your enduring faithfulness.
We offer this prayer with hope in our hearts, trusting in your power to bring forth new life, even from the depths of winter.
Amen.
First, let's talk hazards. You probably already noticed it's a little slippery. There's little stumps all over. There's wood all over. So please take it slow. Watch where you're stepping. Slower is better. Okay, that's walking. You will see this center line. It points straight
north. And we've divided this unit into lanes. So we're all going to, most of us will be lining up here with a bag. We'll have one group that's going west this way. That group will be starting with me. I'll need 22 people. I'll section you off soon. And then the next group will go with Amy and you'll go east.
So my name's Becca. I work part-time at a nonprofit in town, Outreach LGBT Center, but I come out here pretty much every Wednesday morning to volunteer for land restoration. I consider it one of my most important spiritual practices in giving back. I have this big fluffy bag of native savanna seeds, and I'm going to walk slowly in a line, just kind of sprinkling in each direction. And the trick is to just be patient and take it slow. I can always sprinkle more later on. But I recognize some of these seeds. I collected some of these last spring out in a different unit of savanna here at the monastery. So it's just the satisfaction and the pride that I feel in being here is really amazing. I got connected first with Holy Wisdom about 6 years ago when I was working on campus at UW-Madison. Originally connected with the sisters out here to bring out groups of students for eco-spirituality retreats, learning about spirituality as it relates to the land. And then just over time, I really came in from that spiritual and educational angle, and then over time just fell in love with the land management itself. And when I realized I had a work schedule that allowed me to come out on Wednesday mornings, I just couldn't resist making it a part of my routine every week. I'm a bit of the odd one out because pretty much everyone else in our regular Wednesday crew is retired. so I'm like, I'm here too. And just really feeling really grateful that I have the time for it.
I'm Charles Bradley, Jr., and this prairie project here actually brought me from the Portage area where I was farming. And when I got tired of farming, I was able to sell it and I moved down here. But I had already joined the monastery because of the prairie. And my first work day down here at the monastery was on the prairie. And so I love it. I've been down here for several winters and we've been groveling in the snow and the ice, and I hate those buckthorns and honeysuckle. I'm doing that here and I'm doing it over on Pheasant Branch. And it's really nice to be able to plant the seeds for a change and know that we're coming closer to being an oak savanna. And I'm also realizing that this is one of the things that I can do to help the world. This is what I'm doing to counteract the climate change, which doesn't seem to be on anybody's political screen right now, but it's on mine.
Gosh, trying to think of, yeah, what it looks like. A little bit of it looked like cotton fluff, and I can't recall the name of the species they said that was. But here in my hand, I don't know, it reminds me a little bit of rice, you know, like long grain rice mixed in here, something you'd see in your, you know, that you'd cook for your family or whatever. And then there's little clumps of this one species right here. Let's see if I can pull some of that out for you. I feel like I'm far behind because look at how much I got left. I must not be doing a very good job. But here's this stuff right here that is clumps. So, you know, I wish I knew more. about it, but...
But you don't need to.
I don't need to, and, you know, hopefully I'll come back later this year, and, you know, some of this stuff will be starting to grow, and then maybe if I'm lucky enough to be here in 10 years, you know, I'll be able to come back and see what this looks like.
Amy, more houses, more impermeable surfaces, more runoff. I mean, imagine all these lots being developed, etc.
Yeah.
Is the thinking that these existing ponds will manage that?
Yep. Yeah. So the county has run all of the calculations and approved the stormwater permit. So this house is being built. There are three lots. So the drainage basins, the two of them are right behind me. That lot will never get built because, you know, that's its work is to hold the water. So the two primary factors that we're really trying hard to protect against, one is you still see quite a lot of chemical contamination from fertilizers, phosphorus, you know, stuff coming off of lawns or road salt coming off the roads and the driveways and so forth. And then the other change that can be a real threat to a lake ecosystem like this is temperature, which is a little counterintuitive, but if you think of a summer thunderstorm on a really hot day, there's all of that black roofing, you know, asphalt roof, black roads, sidewalks, driveways, all that kind of thing. So the water hits a really hot, sun-heated surface, and the water temperature that we're getting into the lake can be as much as 30 degrees warmer as you'd expect off of, you know, like a planted, pre-development. And of course, increased temperatures in Lost Lake, then there's concerns about like algae blooms and stuff like that. So we really, you know, that's another reason that we really want this water to soak into the soil on this side of the berm rather than run right into the lake so that we don't get that real spike in temperature.
Whatever we can do to preserve the land right now is just so important. And I've been coming here a long time. And I think for us, it's all a little hard to have the housing development so close. But there's a real plan here to preserve the land, and it'll be lovely. So, well, I hope they'll find a place of quiet, a real retreat center. It's important that people have those because there's so few of them for people. So a place where they can get restored and energized and connect with creation.
Then you go back.
My school was so wide, my town was so great. I was a rainbow, had to hide away, hide away. On the 54 bus, she was my first crush. That's when I knew I had to run away, run away. Something inside says I'm not like the rest. Girls are talking about boys, other boys are talking about girls. Standing outside, yes, I'm not like the rest. Boys are
Along with our listener sponsors, WRT would like to thank our local business supporters for helping us bring you great shows like this one. We never could have made it to our 50th year without our program underwriters. When you visit these businesses, please take a moment to thank them for their support of WORT. Your acknowledgement of their support really matters. A complete list of our underwriters is on our website at wortfm.org. Does your business wish to join the party and become a WORT underwriter? Let our listeners know you support independent media. For more information about WORT underwriting, event sponsorships, or to obtain a logo tile on our popular WORT-FM app, contact Doug Holtz at 608-321-9597 or visit the staff page on our website at wortfm.org.
Support for this program comes from Edgewood College Theater, presenting Kimberly Bellflower's biting, funny new play,
John Proctor is the Villain, directed by Jeannie Leap, February 28th to March 8th at the Diane Bullwig Theater. At a rural high school in Georgia, teens are studying The Crucible while navigating love, sex, and school scandals. Holding a contemporary lens to the American classic, they question, who is really the hero and what is the truth? Discovering their own power in the process. Tickets at edgewood.edu/about/events/theater or search Edgewood College Theater.
Hey, it's now 8:30. You're listening to the 8 o'clock buzz. This is a fundraising drive for WORT. It's our 50th year on the air, and we're hoping to get your support to keep us on the air for another 50 years. Hey, we've got some people to thank. Carol Weedle pledged for the second time this drive. Thanks so much, Carol. That's very, very, very generous of you. And she picked up that $10 match that we're getting as well, that $10 match that our receptionist, Gail, is very generously matching every donation that we get during this this hour. And Carol says that her favorite three shows are Labor Radio, Public Affair, and the 8 o'clock buzz. All right. Thank you, Carol. You've got excellent taste and taste in. And we've got some other folks who hit us up online. Tell us about that, Nicholas.
Absolutely, yes. First, we have a very generous donation from Anonymous, who pledged online here, made a generous donation taking advantage of Gail's generosity today, and just left a comment. Thank you, Gail. So, hey, follow that example of that donor. And we have another donation also online from Anonymous. Anonymous is all over the place here. Anonymous's favorite shows are the Monday 8 o'clock Buzz, which is great, Mudacres, and all of the great blues shows that we have here. So thank you very much, Anonymous, for that donation. And Anonymous will be receiving a I Miss Nixon bumper sticker, as well as tacking on the $10 from our very generous phone answer today, Gail. So keep Gail busy. Keep Gail busy. Keep Gail busy.
608-256-2001 or WORTFM.org. If you can hear our voices, we'll make it very easy for you to donate. There's a lot of thank you gifts out there. We already talked about the I Miss Nixon bumper sticker that's available at the $30 level. We've got a cross body bag in teal, blue, or navy at the $50 level. If you've got an article of clothing that you think would look really cool with a WORT logo on it, you can pick that up at the $35 level. We also have, for new for this donation fundraising drive, we've got a new WORT long sleeve t-shirt. It comes in either dark blue or black and light blue, and it's got a classic graphic back from 1980 from Dan Slick, which shows a bunch of people dancing around and some notes flying up in the air. It's a lovely, lovely graphic. That's available at the $100 pledge level, or since you're doing it right now during this show, at the $90 level. If you are a lapsed donor and you want to come back into the fold, we also have someone who's generously donating to double any of those donations that you make during this hour.
And
all
maybe,
that's available to you.
Yeah, maybe you're not sure if you're lapsed or not. Maybe it's been so long you're not. Don't really know whether you really count as lapsed. So never fear if that's the case. Simply call in and make your donation, make your pledge, and say that you're lapsed. We will figure it out. We've got the records, and we will figure it out.
And maybe you're someone who's listened to the show for a long time but has never donated. And if that's the case, you're also eligible for that double matching grant. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 608-256-2001 or WORTFM.org. And you can graduate from being a listener to being a listener sponsor, which is a critical role in this station. They make up, between listener sponsors and volunteers, they make up a majority of the board on this station, which is part of what makes sure that the station is accountable to you and not to corporate interests and capitalists and all those Elon Musk types out there.
And not only is it accountable to you, it can actually be you if you want. You can just walk in and volunteer to be some kind of on-air person.
Hey,
we have another...
That's a note. Okay.
That's a note. Okay. Oh, so we had a donation.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
This is a place where I just kind of walked in and said, hey, I'd like to volunteer, and boom, I was on working on the Monday 8 o'clock buzz, and it was incredible. But I am so honored to have that opportunity, and that's something that just any old person can do. We're not a bunch of professionals. We just love great radio, and we love our community, and we love giving to others and giving to the community. And that's what we're here for. We are that resource for the public of Madison. And so you can donate your time as a volunteer and be on the air just like I am right now, or you can pledge your support with a financial donation, as I do every month.
608-256-2001, WORTFM.org. John Wilson's sitting over there in Combo A, itching to give you the song of the week. What do you have for us, John? And is it going to inspire people to call?
I mean, I hope so. I decided to pick a new one from Wisconsin's very own Bon Iver, Justin Vernon's project. Everybody who's listening probably knows him and loves him. And the name of this new track is Everything Is Peaceful Love, which I'm assuming that's something going on in his own life, because I'm not necessarily that sure that implies to the rest of the world. But either way, I don't know. This new track kind of has like a 90s R&B style sexy vibe to it, which maybe that's just me, but either way, it's a good one. So this is Bon Iver, Everything Is Peaceful Love.
And great music to dial 608-256-2001, right? Or hit up WRTFM.org. Donate right now. Donate early, donate often. Keep WRT on the air.
Don't go too fast, mama. Steady on a rock tripping. I tell you that I'm not slipping. But tell me not a thing ripping. Let's say that there will be lipping. Standing on top blinking. I tell you that I don't know. But you're favored now by 50. And I'm right at home. And damn if I'm not climbing up the tree right now. And everything is peaceful love. And I know. And I know that we may go and change something. I couldn't rightly say that's recording me. What I went and thought about.
It's 8:38. You're tuned to the 8 o'clock buzz on WORT. This is Brian Standing. We've gotten 3 donations so far, and Nicholas is checking the web pledges as we speak. But at the moment, we've gotten 3, so we're looking for about 4 more in the next 22 minutes or so. Just a reminder that anyone who donates during this hour can add $10 to their donation, and then if you're a new or lapsed donor, WRT will receive twice the amount that you donate to this station. You know, WRT, I've been on this show, or I've been on the station, volunteered in the station since about 1997. So that's been a good stretch of time. But I can tell you that, I mean, WRT is a fixture in the Madison area. It is the part of the bind that holds the Madison community together. I can legitimately say that almost all of the best friends that I have met in Madison have come through WORT. It's a real community. When we say a community radio, we're not just, we are a community, and we take that very seriously. We are part of your community. We're a community ourselves. We invite you to become part of that. And the easiest way to do that is by donating, by calling now at 608-256-2001 or online WORTFM.org. We're trying to get to about six or seven donors in this hour. We've gotten off to a good start with three so far. But if you're sitting at home, if you're somewhere where you can safely, if you're in your car, pull over. We want you to be safe. And feel free to donate now here at 608-256-2001, WORTFM.org. A wide variety. One of the things that I love about Pledge Drive is listening to what people say their favorite shows are, because it talks about the great diversity that this station is able to put out there.
It's amazing because there's so much great diverse music with a different format with every new host, every new DJ who plays music, every new news show, news shows that are dedicated to issues of marginalized communities specifically, and it is all here for you on at 89.9 FM, and a resource like this needs support. We get by on a shoestring budget. We have a skeleton paid staff. I'm not paid for anything that I do. Brian is a volunteer as well.
John's not paid. No, and we're not driving around in limos and eating caviar here.
if you hear someone's voice on the air, the chances are, in all likelihood, that they are a volunteer. So it's a very much of a shoestring budget. But hey, we've got to replace the roof. We need some new windows that are getting too drafty. We got to pay the heating bills and electricity bills, and keep our computer and soundboard systems up and running and state of the art to give you great sound quality that is reliable, and that takes money. And so hey, we need your support. Donate, make your pledge of support today to WORT 89.9 FM by calling 608-256-2001 or pledging online.
WORTFM.org if you're looking for that online link. We'll be back with Punk Rockers for Ukraine coming up right after this, but don't let that stop you. Make sure you donate first and listen after.
Where did you go? Where have you been?
It's 8:44. You're tuned to the 8 o'clock buzz on WRT. This is Brian Standing. On February 28th, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. The results of that meeting shocked the world as the two presidents and Vance ended up in a shouting match. Trump ended the meeting abruptly, leaving a negotiated mineral rights treaty unsigned and the future of U.S. support for Ukraine in doubt. Whether or not the U.S. government supports Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia, musicians in the Madison area are making their support clear. On March 8th, local punk rock bands will hold a benefit concert for Ukraine at Madison's Neighborhood House Community Center. Joining us now in the studio is Matvey Mojeyev, who WRT listeners will recognize as a host with Query. Welcome to the 8 o'clock buzz, Matvey.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is Katya Pierce of the band Dog Logic. Welcome, Katya.
Thank you. Good morning. Доброго ранку.
And then by phone, we have musician Lobi Lobianko. Welcome, Lobi.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you all for joining us. So, Matvey, why don't we start with you? How did the idea for this Ukraine benefit come about?
I'm pretty sure Katya and I did this together from the very get-go. Don't remember how, but we just wanted to see something like this happen in Madison because, one, music shows for a cause, great thing. I am, as a musician, very much connected to that. I have a hard time playing for no reason. If it's just a good time, I'm happy to attend. But when it comes to making music for myself, there needs to be something else going on. And second, there is a lot of different things in Madison and broader Wisconsin for Ukraine, but we are focusing on a very specific set of people that we're trying to support that don't often get recognized.
And who is that?
There is the broad umbrella of Solidarity Collectives, which is a large network of leftist organizations, all flavors of leftists, from vegans to punks to feminists, like eco-anarchists, they're all coming together and focusing on supporting people who are on the front line, whether that's fighters, whether that's civilians, whether that's activists who are trying to make some sort of outer difference. But they're really focused on addressing the cause of the problem they're facing right now with a leftist lens.
And Katya, tell us do you have a direct connection with Ukraine? What is your interest in Ukraine as an issue?
Yes, thank you for asking. I myself am American, born and raised, but I have, you know, friends, family members, and loved ones who are from Ukraine, either from the Soviet period or from present day. And as an undergraduate, I thankfully was able to spend several months in Ukraine in different cities, really, you know, doing some research for my studies. But, you know, during that time, of course, I formed a lot of personal connections, and that was largely between 2017 and 2018. And as I'm sure many of our listeners will already know, kind of the first stage of this war had already begun. You know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine began in 2014 prior to this escalation to full-scale invasion that we saw in 2022, which is ongoing to the present day. So, you know, I was very much aware of the ongoing conflict at the time, and, you know, friends of mine and loved ones of mine that are still in the country have only become more and more affected by this over time.
And Lobi, how about you? Do you have a direct connection with Ukraine? What is your interest in that country in particular?
So I've actually had a few friends from Ukraine going back before 2014. But my connection to the country and really the region is both in my own family and also in my partner that I'm married to, Elizaveta Lepko. She's ethnically Ukrainian, but was born in Russia. And we were essentially displaced from a lot of kind of the financial support networks that we had in like the old countries. And a lot of the kind of support that was there was completely destroyed and eviscerated come 2014 all the way up until 2022 and beyond. So I personally have worked with ROSM before and other kind of NGOs throughout the world trying to get kind of non-combatant supply and combatant supply in country. And the matter is that I've actually lost a few friends to this war. I'm very passionate about ending it in a way that is going to be beneficial to the people who were oppressed, and that's the Ukrainian people. And, you know, I've been a musician for several years now, and I try to take any minute I can to, whenever I'm performing, to really talk about these issues that we initially think are alien to us or are very heavily disconnected, but are actually far, far, far closer than we realize. Where I live in Milwaukee, because I'm not technically local, I live over in Milwaukee, and we actually have a large Ukrainian and Russian ethnic population and immigrant population. And with a lot of the threats of ICE going around too, you know, this issue becomes a multifaceted kind of issue. So, you know, if that makes sense, that's why I'm involved.
Well, thank you. Lobi, we've got a track here called Heart-Shaped Balloon that we're going to play in just a second. Anything you want to say about this? What does the title mean?
Well, the title means just the fragility of love and how easily it can be lost or torn away from you, popped like a balloon. And the song initially started out as me talking about a boy that I was romantically interested in who rejected me. And then beyond that, the kind of implications of the fragility of love. And in the current case and scenario that we are all kind of living out, this kind of borderline dystopia, it does kind of ring home to a few of us, you know, just how fragile love is, but how important it is.
All right, here's Heart-Shaped Balloon by Lobi Lobianco. That's Heart-Shaped Balloon by Lobi Lobianco. Katya, you were saying that this benefit that's coming up is going to be part of a series of benefits for a variety of causes. Can you talk about that? And what's the significance of playing at Neighborhood House?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. Kind of two great questions in one. So going back to how we got involved with this, my bandmate from the band Or Does It Explode and good friend Sean reached out to me around the same time as I had been discussing with Matvey the possibility of kicking off some ongoing Ukraine-related events in Madison. And Sean said, hey, I've got this connection to Neighborhood House. I would like to start doing a series of monthly benefit concerts where each month is dedicated to a different cause. So I said, great, two birds, let's go. Neighborhood House is a fantastic historical organization here in Madison. It is situated in what was originally a very working class area with a lot of residents who were immigrants, who were Black, and Neighborhood House had a variety of programming for children. It had English lessons for, you know, primarily women who were immigrants, as far as I've been told. So, you know, the ethic of community responsibility there is really a long time thing. And sorry, could you remind me the second part of the question?
No, I think you covered both
okay,
parts.
Great.
And so, Matvei, tell me a little bit about your involvement in this. And so, you're a musician yourself. Are you playing at the concert? And what do you hope these series of concerts will evolve into?
Yes, I am a musician, but for this concert, I am very excited to just sit back and watch because I think the bands have incredible energy. Just on the Instagram post we've announced, we had people say, oh yeah, I'm flying from Vermont.
No.
And so, I should interject, the name of the concert series is Madison DIY for a Cause, which I know is a bit of a mouthful, but it explains itself.
Thank you. Yes, so I'm sitting back, but my involvement is really connecting people to these organizations because I don't want to just raise money. You know, these are solidarity collectives. Last year, I think around 400,000 euros is how much they were able to raise. So we're not going to really contribute to that meaningfully. But what we can do, and I would think is really counts, is we're going to connect people to individuals within the organization. There are specific people who are in the front line, medics, fighters, activists, that we will try to write letters to. We will try to tell people about them. We really try to bring them together so folks from Madison can directly interact with all of these people in Ukraine doing meaningful work and send them money. But I think the connection is really much more important, and that's what I'm trying to facilitate.
So international solidarity is the primary objective.
The name of the game.
All right. One quick question for you, Katya. Can you explain your band is called Dog Logic?
Yes, it is.
Where did that name come from?
Yeah, I was with my partner at an event, and I don't want to get too specific, you know, because it was kind of like a family-related thing. But there was a person there who was, let's just say, not respecting some emotions of the people around them. And, you know, we were kind of trying to keep the peace and, you know, not cause a big scene. And, you know, what you do when you're in a party and you're feeling kind of awkward or a gathering of people, you go and you pet the dog, right? And this dog came up and was just lovely with us, started playing with us. And I know a lot about dog behavior and psychology. And I was kind of explaining to my partner, like, this is why the dog is doing this. This is why the dog is doing this. And he's saying, you know, that makes so much sense. And this happening just on the tail end of somebody being very insensitive to human emotion, I was saying, like, yeah, you know, dogs, don't they make so much more sense than people sometimes? It was just kind of a joke, but that was around the same time as this band was kicking off.
All right. So the Ukraine Benefit Concert takes place on Saturday, March 8th at the Neighborhood House, 29 South Mill Street on Madison's south side. Can you run down the lineup for us? You can tell us who's on the bill.
Oh. I've got the list here, actually.
Excellent. Please go.
Yeah. So, you know, end of night to beginning of night, because we always do these things backwards. My band Dog Logic will be rounding out the night. Before us, we have Lobi Lobianco, who just one of their members just called in. We have the band Ira, who I believe are from Monroe. We have Prairie Smoke. And opening up the night, we're going to have A Wannabe.
All right. So that takes place at the Neighborhood House, 29 South Mill Street, Saturday, March 8th, starting at 7 p.m. Matvei, Katya, Lobi, thank you so much for joining us on the 8 o'clock buzz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Nicholas over there has got a couple of donations that he wants to talk about.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank Neil for making a very generous donation. Neil loves all of Warp programming, but especially Query, the late night music, and whenever he turns on the radio, it's something great. So thank you very, very much, Neil, for that generous donation and taking advantage of our financier Gail's generosity. Also, we have a special gift from Alex, who loves Brian's Buzz.
Yay! Brian. Thank you, Alex.
Loves Soul Sessions and Mel and Floyd. So Alex, thank you so much for that. That pledge of support. And finally, another one from Gail, who I think is adding on to her own gift. If I'm not so mistaken, Gail loves the 8 o'clock buzz, a public affair, and Wart local news. So join Gail and Alex and Neil and Anonymous and make your pledge of support to WORT now, 256-2001, or pledge online at 89.9 FM.
WORTFM.org.
Thank you, Brian.
It's the online. And Matvei, while we have you here, you're a host on Query. Query. Can you talk a little bit about Query and why that show is important and why people should support all of the news and talk programming here on WRT?
One of the most amazing things about WRT is that you can get into it and you can start making things. Prior to doing this, prior to being a Query host, never imagined I could just walk into a radio station, ask if I can do something, and they're like, yes, here you go, here is a show, go at it. And so I think it's an incredible space for community in so many ways, and you don't have opportunities like this anywhere else. And Query in particular is an important show because there is so much about queer culture that ties to everything else. For example, I really focus on the intersection of queerness and homelessness. And then another host, Vicky, does a lot of art-focused talk shows, and it's there's just so much you can put into just one program, and WRT has so much more going on, and it's an invaluable resource.
All right, and Nicholas, real quickly.
And Trish has also made a generous donation. Excuse me. Thank you, Trish. Trish loves the 8 o'clock Monday 8 o'clock buzz and all world music. And so, thank you, Trish.
And that wraps up our program today. I want to thank everyone who called in at 256-2001 or pledged online at WORTFM.org. Still time to get your donation in. I also want to thank our guests, Amy Alsted, and a variety of volunteers from the Holy Wisdom Monastery, Matvey Mojeev, musicians Katya Pierce and Lobi. Thanks to our producer and fundraising co-pilot, Nicholas Wooten. Thanks to our engineer, John Wilson. Thanks also to our receptionist, Chuck Benesh, and our phone answerer, Gail. This is WORT 89.9 FM Madison. Be sure to check out our archives and podcasts at WORTFM.org. My name is Brian Standing. Global Revolutions is coming your way right after the Insurgent Radio Kiosk.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Monday, March 3rd.
How would you like to be executed? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. That was the question that South Carolina recently asked Brad Sigmund, age 67, on death row for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001. Sigmund's options: the electric chair, lethal injection, or a firing squad. Lethal injection, when it works as advertised, is the least gruesome. But in South Carolina, as in other states, lethal injection has failed and failed again to work as advertised. Indeed, in both lethal injection executions in that state, getting to death was a long ordeal. Both times, the executioners, 10 minutes after the first dose, had to administer a second dose of the killing drugs, and it took more than 20 minutes strapped to the gurney for the condemned men to die, in one case causing pulmonary edema. That's where the lungs fill up with fluid, which can be agonizing. And so Brad Sigmund, who is friends